Good morning. And how are you?
Blessed.
We are very blessed today that we get to see what's on the heart of God. Because here we get insight and revelation about what Jesus is on the heart of Jesus, what he's praying for before he dies. Because this is soon he's going to die, and he's making his prayer to the Father. And he prays for us, that we're on his heart. And what his heart says is he wants us to be one. So this is in the mind and the heart of God, and this is God's will, and this is what he prays for. And how blessed we are that we get to see that and know that. But now the call of that is to live that. Now we're not, you know, so the call of God is that we be one. How? The way he's one with the Father. That they may know that I am in them and you are in me, that we love each other, that they may know they're loved. It's all about that they be one in love. That's what the will of God is. That's what you and I just heard. But it's always opposite sometimes, huh? I'm not just talking about trying to be one in all Christian denominations, even though that's hard enough. It's just being one amongst ourselves, being one in the church. And how do we get there? You know, even when I just came back from the Holy Land, as you all know, we had a fine time in the Holy Land. But the very places that were holiest in the Holy Land, you know, like the Holy Sepulchre, the place where Jesus died and rose, the priests amongst the Orthodox, the Chaldeans, the Catholics, all the different ones that run the place, they have fought for so many centuries that they can't even have the key to get in. A Muslim person for the last centuries has the key so that they don't fight over the key. So a Muslim opens and closes the Holy Sepulchre every day. Huh? You know, so they fight amongst themselves. And Jesus says, I want them to be one so that the world may know that you sent me. If in the holiest place on earth that isn't happening, then we're not doing something right. I'm not doing something right either, because there I waited an hour and a half in line to get to the place where Jesus died, because I went to the back. I was trying to be humble about it, but it wasn't a good reality for me, because I was getting irritable because I'm, get off the steps, get off the steps. Would you just move? What are you doing? And that happened a lot during the time. But anyway, while I'm up there in the holiest place where Jesus died for our sins, instead of staying focused on Jesus, I turned around for half a second, and there was this guy in his 20s that had a baseball cap on. Now, me being me, I could not keep my mouth shut. I sat there and said, take that baseball cap off now! What's the matter with you? We're in the holiest place in the world, and you have a baseball cap on. And he goes, oh, is this disrespectful? Yes, it's disrespectful. You take it off now. And I couldn't even get into the place because I had to go say mass, you know, holy, holy me. And I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, the holiest place on earth is the place where I was miserable. You know, my regular stuff caught up with me. I went to confession about it the other day, and it was good because Father Nick says, isn't it great that where Christ was most human, you were most human? I like that. That was very good. Anyway, but the reality was, I wasn't staying focused on Jesus. And see, in the first reading, we find out how we're called to be one. Saint Stephen focused on Jesus, not the people around him. And when he did focus on the people around him, instead of being angry at them for killing him, he had compassion on them and asked God to have mercy on them and hold this not against them. How different that is from Saul before he became Paul. Here, Saul is willing to kill people in God's name, right? You don't agree with me, you're wrong, you will die. That's not the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God was not in me when I was at the Holy Sepulchre. The Spirit of Larry was in me. And what our spirit, our operating system is a lot of times, is our pride, our judgment. And if you don't agree with me, to hell with you, right? If you don't agree with me, then you're not of God. If you don't agree with me, because who am I focusing on? Me. And what I believe, and what I think is right, and what I think is important, instead of being focused on Jesus. So if we're going to have the mind of God, we hear it today, and he wants us to be one. Stephen shows us how to do that. We must stay focused on what we all agree on. We all agree that we love Jesus. Is that correct? Now, do we do it differently? Yes. And what we do is we fight about how we do things differently instead of staying focused. We love Jesus. I hope we do. Not the things of Jesus, not just the rules of Jesus, but the person of Jesus. And so we got to acknowledge that all of us focus on what we agree on first. And then the second thing, when it comes to others, that we have compassion on them, that we give them the benefit of the doubt, that instead of automatically, in our pride, we automatically think about how this person's different to me, how they're wrong, how they don't agree with me. Some of us love to be offended. You know, I'm looking for something to be offended by. Ah, now I got you. And I do it all the time. But the reality is it's not of God. Stephen wanted compassion to those who disagreed with him. Paul and the Jews wanted those who disagreed with them to be dead. Right? So we find out whose spirit operates inside of us. And that's what we need. We need the operating system which comes from God. Our operating system is usually our pride, our judgment, our self. God's operating system, which we've all been praying for since Holy Thursday, is what? The Holy Spirit. So when we have the operating system of the Holy Spirit, it's the Spirit that makes us one. Did you hear the last line of the gospel? The last line of the gospel, that my love, that your love for me may be in them. What is the love that Jesus and the Father have for each other? What do we call that love? The Holy Spirit. So when we have the Spirit of God within us, that gives us a different operating system. Instead of our pride, our anger, and our judgment, we're loving each other. And it's the Spirit then who makes us one. So today, God reveals to us what's on his heart. He wants us to be one in love. And then he shows us how this is done. When we focus on Jesus, when we have compassion on those who disagree with us, and the operating system we work on is the Holy Spirit. You got it? You get it? Gonna live it? May you know his love today and forever. Amen.